This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Okay, welcome back in. Kicking off the second hour here on the Budweiser Sportsline, Longshore and McKnight. And our man Rodney Orr, he is the Tider Insider on our Dreamland Barbecue Guest Hotline. Hey, Rodney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you both doing?
Doing great. Going to ask you an open-ended question and take it, obviously, wherever you want to take it. The Alabama loss to Florida at Coleman Coliseum this past game by 21 points. What does it mean, Rodney? What do you take out of that?
Wow. You know, I've had people tell me that that's the worst performance by an Alabama basketball team they've ever seen. I don't know if they were exaggerating or not. There's been probably some other ones that were not really good as well. But it was pretty bad. You almost wonder, after, you know, losing four straight the way they have, is that the bottoming out, what we just saw here at the end of the year? It's you missed 19 straight shots. That's a phenomenal stat to me, and not in a good way, obviously. But it's how do you explain it? It's certainly not talent. You know that there's been inconsistencies. It's a young team and a lot of inconsistencies throughout the season. But that doesn't explain what happened the other night against Florida here in Tuscaloosa. I mean, this is something chemistry-wise just simply wasn't right.
You know, we've heard terms like effort, hustle, quit. Mm-hmm. Might be a little harsh, but we've certainly heard those things. I got to tell you, I don't recall seeing an Alabama basketball team be as uninterested as they were Tuesday night.
Good word. Yeah. That's probably the best way to put it, John. Seemed like they just simply weren't there. I mean, some of the passes that you saw, you know, turnovers, you don't see those in some of them in middle school. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not but trying to be overly critical, but it was amazing. Just a lack of effort, lack of intensity. Like you said, it's almost like they didn't want to be there. Certainly not pointing the finger at any specific area. It's just you because you really can't put your finger on it. Why such a lackadaisical performance?
Yeah, and of course they head to College Station to take on Texas A&M. No easy order there. And then the SEC tournament in St. Louis next week. So I tell you, it's a critical time, Rodney. If Alabama wants to be in the NCAA tournament, we see today that one prognosticator says they're back in, but it certainly seems by the skin of their teeth they do. They need to, I think, be impressive over the next week if they want to secure their spot.
Well, they're what, 17-13 now. I know they've got some quality wins, obviously, but if you look at it, I do think you're right. You know, if they're 17-14 at the end of the regular season, and then what if they lose the first round in the SEC tournament? You're talking about a 17-15 team. Does that get them in? I mean, I don't know. I don't. Right now, I think it's difficult to project. I think Alabama, like you said, John, they have to finish strong in some way, whether that's going to Texas A&M, College Station, and beating the Aggies to close out the regular season or have a strong performance in the SEC tournament. I think that they've got to do something here at the end to kind of solidify themselves as an NCAA tournament team.
Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com. Let's revisit a topic that's probably ultimately not going to be a huge bit of news for Alabama football, but you've been saying for 2 weeks now that transfer graduate quarterback Gardner Minshew from East Carolina is going to ultimately end up at Alabama. Lots of media outlets all over the country are now saying that he has committed to Alabama and will enroll. The question is not whether he can help Alabama. I just think obviously he provides some insurance for the two young quarterbacks that they've got. But Rodney, what do you think's in it for Minshew to come to Alabama, knowing that he is the odds are stacked against him that he'll see the field.
Right. Well, you know, first of all, again, I think that when you look at, he sees the big picture, and the big picture for him is this. He wants to be a coach, I think. He wants an opportunity maybe in the future to be a graduate assistant coach, maybe have an opportunity to develop himself as a coach. And what a better opportunity to come to Alabama. He understands that he's not an NFL quarterback, not going to be. Bigger than playing time right now necessarily, not that he doesn't want playing time, but I think that the opportunity to come and maybe be under Nick Saban, this coaching staff, learn, you know, what all he could learn here, certainly would help him and prepare him for the future that, he's hoping to pursue. So I think that's the big thing. And I do think, you know, you look at the opportunities, no one can predict the future in terms of what the quarterback situation will be come August. You know, how do we know that all, if you include Minshew in it, all four of those guys will still be here? You know, there's obviously some discussion and talk and speculation that maybe one guy will leave. And of course that's mainly been centered around Jalen Hurts, but, so you never really can predict the future. So he could put himself in a position where he could actually be the backup at Alabama and be in position to play some during the games and also if needed, if a situation arose.
You know, we've talked about Gardner Minshew being on the team. Now that it looks like it's official and it is going to happen, what kind of signal does that send to Jalen Hurts? I mean, to me, it seems like everything is weighed against him. Everybody's in love with Tua and what he has done and the last play of the game, and now you got another guy coming in. To me, the handwriting's on the wall.
Well, I think, first of all, Alabama's got to, and I know you guys have probably already said this and say this, but Alabama's got to protect themselves, as I think Barry said, an insurance policy in case something did happen. But also, you really want to have four quarterbacks on scholarship. That's kind of the rule of thumb. Some schools prefer even five. But to have four quarterbacks on scholarship is kind of the rule of thumb. They got by with it last year, only having three. So I think that, for one, you know, this is pretty much standard to have four on scholarship. But I don't think this is necessarily anything other than Alabama saying, okay, we've got to have, you know, insurance in case something does happen. So I think that's really where it is.
A lot of people, you know, we've conversed about this, and a lot of people probably wait to reserve judgment until they hear what Rodney Orr from Tighter Insider has to say about it before they take it seriously. But, Rodney, is Butch Jones really going to join the Alabama staff?
Well, I've heard it's a, you know, obviously a possibility. I haven't, no one's told me for sure or anything like that. So, I don't know, other than to say he's been here for a couple of days. I know he was here, I think, Sunday and Monday for sure. You guys may know more about that, how, you know, what's going on in that regard than me. But, you know, John and Barry, I tell you, it would not surprise me if it happened. First of all, Butch Jones is, people kind of laugh at him a little bit. And I think it's the cliches and the champions of life, all of those things that he said and kind of, you know, Alabama fans are kind of like to joke about that, but he is a good coach. I mean, he there's no question that he is. He's got an offensive mind. I think he's well respected from the people I've talked to, even the last few days, in the coaching ranks for his offensive mind. So, as an offensive analyst, which is a position that they have open, it would not surprise me if Butch Jones were hired.
Nah, nor me either. I could certainly see him being a part of that staff in some capacity. Some SEC schools are getting started with spring football. What is Alabama's schedule? Obviously, it's going to be a little bit later because the spring game, I believe, is the 21st of April. Well, when is the start of spring practice?
Well, you know, John, they haven't actually, to my knowledge, released the official date, but the buzz around here has been on the 20th. I guess it would be Tuesday, March the 20th. It's right after spring break. So if that's the case, then we've got 19 days already. We're already almost pushing the door for spring practice to begin. And, you know, they've got pro day next week on Wednesday, the 7th, here in Tuscaloosa. So it's we're starting to move forward into that till that time frame where now we're starting all over again. So, but I do know that there's a lot of excitement here about the start of spring practice already. You know, there's a lot of buzz. You've got some new players here, and obviously people talking about the quarterback situation. There are a lot of young players that you have to replace in the secondary. So it should be an interesting spring, no question.
Pro Day. Do you attend those? Have you gone to Pro Days in the past?
Oh, yeah. Several. Yes.
What 40 times, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of like they do in Indianapolis, they just do it on a smaller scale at each individual school?
Yeah, it's, you know, they put them through all the testings, the shuttle runs, the various shuttle runs that they do, test their change of direction and their quickness and all of those things in those areas. And then, you know, the 40 times you mentioned the vertical jump, you know, they throw routes with the quarterbacks and the receivers and do different things. And, yeah, all of those things that you would see at a normal, I guess, combine setting is the same thing you see here. And it's amazing who you see here in Tuscaloosa, by the way. I mean, I think it was last year, I just looked out there for just a minute, thought, you know, I'm looking at Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, two of the greatest all-time guys. You know, they're within 15 yards of me. And, you know, sitting here talking, you almost wonder what they're chatting about out there. But, yeah, I mean, you see a lot of really famous faces here in Tuscaloosa watching these guys.
I'm sure we'll have wall-to-wall coverage on the SEC Network, one of my favorite programming days, watching, having guys talk about guys running a 40. Yeah, that'll be good. But I know when it comes to basketball, spring football, recruiting. Now, I saw a piece somewhere earlier this week, Rodney, the next year, next 2 years, I believe I read, are really fertile in the South, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, mm-hmm. Georgia. There's some really good high school players that all these schools are going to be going after. And I know you're on top of that mm-hmm. as well as everything regarding recruiting.
Man, let me tell you, John, there is, and the competition's really picked up for Alabama in recruiting dramatically. Makes it much more difficult. But by the way, I'll just give you this note. John and Barry, I looked at the top 250, top 300 players in the country for this year, and Alabama's in on about 45 or so already. So, how many though they get remains to be seen, but it does look like Alabama's in on a very high number of the top players once again this year. So people who were really kind of concerned about that number 6 or 7 finish in recruiting, I think Alabama's going to do really well this year.
All the information's available at TiderInsider.com. Rodney, give our fans the first step in becoming subscribers.
Well, TiderInsider.com, it's only $48 a year. They can get instant access with their credit card, or if you prefer, there's an address to send a check. And gives you access to all that information you refer to, as well as our forum where, to be honest with you guys, basketball has totally dominated over the last couple of weeks. I mean, it has been the really hot topic, but as you noted, it will gradually turn here in a couple of weeks once spring practice starts.
Great stuff. Rodney, as always, your insight is much appreciated. Thank you.
John and Barry, I appreciate it. Take care.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Rodney Orr, he is the Tider Insider. All of the information you need on our Dream